5770 on 11th and 12th in the Valley Highway heading east.
Okay, 5770, got your request to talk. What can I do for you?
I think I got cut off from the last dispatcher I was speaking with about the guy that was loud and verbal and spit on my bus. I mean, he's off the bus now, but she was asking me where he spit, and it's on the inside of the bus on the floor.
Okay, only on the floor, not on the seats, not on any grab rails or anything like that?
No, it's just on the floor in the middle of the aisle.
Well, is it something that's going to dry up and be okay? You're looking at it, not me, so is there a ton of it? Is it just a little bit?
Oh, from what I can see, it's just a little spot. I think it'll just dry up. I can keep going. Nobody's really complaining about it. They're all just happy he got off.
Okay, I copy. All right. Well, we'll just go with it for now then and just let it kind of dry its way off. I'm sure people's shoes and stuff will get rid of it for you.
Okay, and I don't know if you guys want a description of the guy so that nobody else gets, he doesn't get on any other bus, or maybe he'll behave on someone else's bus, I don't know, but he got everybody in here pretty riled up.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take a description. I wasn't sure if you had given that to my partner, that was actually my next question, so go right ahead.
White male, I guess late 20s, longish, shaggy, brown hair. He had a maroon sweater with blue jeans.
Alright, got a white male in his late 20s, long shaggy brown hair, maroon sweater, and blue jeans.
That's correct.
And whereabouts did you drop him off?
Well, it was a stop right after I curved right off of Baseline coming out of the Hillsborough Transit Center. Sorry, I don't normally drive out here, so I'm not really familiar with the stops out here.
Alright, I'll figure it out, and we'll keep an eye out for him. Thanks for the heads up. I'm glad it is over and you're able to roll off.
Alright, thank you.
You bet. 1323.